So you are your emotions as much as you are the thoughts in your head and as much as you are the pictures that you create in your head of the past. And I'm saying in your head because that's the common sense worldview. And if I start trying to pull that apart, then I really overcomplicate things. You know what? Let's pull that apart as well. So we imagine, and that's a key word here, imagine. We use imagination to recall events from the past. So you say, what? Use your imagination to recall an event from the past? What are you talking about, Mark? Why are you saying that? That we imagine the past. Well, the past doesn't exist anywhere in time or space. It doesn't. Because time doesn't exist anywhere in space. Time is not a thing. It's a concept which has been made up by human beings to try and make sense of this moment-by-moment experience that we're having. And the moment-by-moment experience that we're having is the experience of momentum. Things change, happen, and move around us constantly. So if you're watching the timeline, you see, I'm trying to trick you here, but if you're watching the timeline on your playback device, as this audio file plays, you'll notice that it moves along. But at no point in the universe can the timeline be anywhere than where it is in this moment. So that timeline doesn't exist, and exist is a key word here, existence is in this moment. That timeline doesn't exist 10 seconds in the past or a minute in the past. There isn't another one. There are not frames like in a film or a video. There's not these links of static frames going back into the past. They don't exist. They no longer exist. The existence is in this moment. So if we look at the reality of existence and you look for where in existence thoughts are happening, so where in existence do you make pictures in your mind? Do you make pictures in your mind? You can make a picture in your mind now and then notice where in the universe that picture exists. And for most people, it appears to exist in the dark area outside of the vision, because this is a visual phenomena. So looking out of your eyes, you'll notice that you can just about see your nose as a dark shadow at the bottom of your visual field. And then if you stare straight ahead, but kind of think your way to the edges of your vision, so you tend to shift your focus to wide focus so that you can notice the dark shape around the outside of your eyes, or the outside of your visual field, sorry. This is where most people's imagination occurs. So visual imagination. So visual imagination occurs in the dark areas outside of the field of vision. And recall is imagining the past. Now, if you want to experience oneness, you need to integrate and understand the phenomena of audio, imagination, and recall, kinesthetic imagination and recall, visual imagination and recall, and interpretation of those events. And I say events, but they're not really events. I suppose they're events in a they're events in the thought stream. They're not physical events that happen anywhere in time and space. So let's start there. Because if you want to experience the rest of life, other human beings, other objects in the universe as oneness, you have to start by being able to identify with yourself as everything that you are. And it kind of just follows suit that the external people and events and objects are you, once you recognize and integrate the various perceptions that appear to be happening. And I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there so that you can go away now, in this moment. It is time to finish listening to this and to assimilate what's been said and to notice where identification is happening in the aware experience of being you. So notice what gets identified as you and what gets identified as separate. So notice when it's an I, me, or self statement about the universe, happening possibly in your internal voice, but often also, and quite often unnoticed, happening internally, and by internally I mean within the experience, happening in your visual imagination stroke recall. So just notice where that's happening, and notice when the conclusion or the interpretation and conclusion is, oh, this is me. And notice when the conclusion or the interpretation and conclusion is, oh, this is other. So it's like I, me, or self, or something else. So if it's something else, it must be other. But try and integrate all of those. So try and integrate your thought, your verbalizations, internal and external, about I, me, or self, and try and integrate your feelings, and by feelings I mean sensations, then interpretations of sensations, then interpretations of sensations which become emotions, which give rise to more sensation, and get labeled, and get recalled as, oh, when I went to the shop on Tuesday, I saw something that made me sad. And now, when I think about going to the shop on Tuesday, I can recall that sensation of sadness. If I can recall the sensation of sadness, then it must be dot, 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 dot. And that's what you can think about. Thank you for listening. Sorry it spanned 2 10-minute audio boos, but I need to give this presentation in about 7 minutes, so I guess I need to practice.